AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The United Nations Security Council unanimously approved a resolution to send UN monitors into Aleppo in Syria. This is U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
Evacuations have been chaotic. They have been brutal. People have waited out in the freezing cold. Indeed, overnight we received reports of death by overexposure.
The AP's Philip Issa reports the evacuation of civilians has resumed in Aleppo.
The Turkish Foreign Ministry says 4,500 people have been evacuated just since midnight last night. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that if things continue at this pace, the opposition area of Aleppo would be evacuated completely by tonight.
The UN's Children's Agency says 47 children in an orphanage were evacuated to safety in Aleppo. Some are in critical condition. The Electoral College meets today around the country. Electors formally select Donald Trump for president. Meantime, the president-elect has announced his choice for Army Secretary, billionaire businessman Vincent Viola. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
Viola's a West Point graduate and veteran of the 101st Airborne who went on to a career in finance and headed the New York Mercantile Exchange. Currently, he heads the electronic trading firm Virtue Financial and also owns the Florida Panthers hockey franchise. The president-elect says in a statement, Viola's a proven leader who's delivered results in his military and business careers.
Officials in Arkansas say a corrections officer has died after she was attacked by an inmate at a county jail. Another jail employee was injured. Volkswagen faces a deadline today to tell a federal judge in San Francisco whether it has reached a deal with regulators and attorneys for the owners of some 80,000 diesel vehicles that were programmed to skirt emission tests. Stocks are opening slightly higher on Wall Street, led by gains in real estate companies. The Dow Jones Industrials up 35 points. This is AP Radio News. Post offices are expected to be very busy places today. So will stores as the days wind down to Christmas.
Rick Beamer, chairman of America's Research Group, says some shoppers have wanted deeper discounts.
56% of parents told us this Christmas, and adults said that they had not finished their Christmas shopping because they were not sure yet what they were going to buy.
Joseph Schmidt, director of the retail consulting firm Alex Partners, says smart retailers are boosting online and store sales.
Winners in the space are the ones that are leveraging their brick-and-mortar space to drive, you know, omni-channel sales, and the ones that aren't doing that are really getting kind of pushed out of the market at this point.
I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Before there were the Kardashians, there was Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa Gabor has died. She was married 9 times.
Unfortunately, I think about those idiotic marriages, and I've done so much. I paint, I write, I wrote in the Olympics, I have gold medal.
Zsa Zsa Gabor was 99. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.